Let's face it, you aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Your voice lets him know he's safe. Shelter Insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you. While you take care of what's most important, we're your shield, we're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
It's football time again in the Deep South. Hi, everyone. Russ Robinson here from Friday Night Under the Lights to tell you about a new show here on Easy 87.7 FM, the Friday Night End Zone with Jason Scarborough. Every Friday afternoon from 4 to 6 p.m., Jason and his crew will get you ready for all the big games around the state. Then at 10 p.m., Friday Night Under the Lights will give you all the final scores from those big games. So whether it's before the game or after the game, it's the Friday Night End Zone from 4 to 6 p.m. and Friday Night Under the Lights from 10 to midnight. We keep you in the game.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself.
It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio. We're in the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. Of course, George Broadstreet in the Mississippi Sports Medicine Scores table. Also, Chris Saxton, Steve Hostman, and Ty Bailey. Also want to say thanks to Dr. Dave Shals in Boonville, North Carolina.
Yeah, in a bunker somewhere up there, cave, something like that.
And Will the Thrill over in the ATL.
In the ATL somewhere.
So we got people all around. Hey, speaking all around, the voice of the Jackson Academy football team and, of course, all the sports there, Brian Eubank. Eubie is on the line. Eubie, how are you, brother? Appreciate you taking some time on the program.
Oh, no problem, Jake. What's up, my friend?
Oh, just another late night of high school football. You know how that goes, especially this time of year. It's rock and fire. It seems like it never ends, but I don't think we'd have it any other way.
Oh, heavens no. I just about to leave the field myself finally after breaking down, so
Well, hey,
that was a rough one tonight, huh?
Yeah, you come up on the opposite end of the stick, probably not where you wanted to be, but I want to take this a different direction. You know, Jackson Academy, a team that's been right there, we know that, for a long time with Jackson Prep and traded punches with Prep, kind of took a dip, and teams do this, and now when you talk about the coaching regime and the coaching change, things are looking up. Got a big game next week against MRA. But talk about how the buy-in has been from the fans and from the players there to get to this point under the new coaching regime.
Yeah, Jake, I think the players is where you start first, because not that they had given up. That's certainly a wrong term to use. You're talking about 15 to 18-year-olds. But maybe the passion wasn't there as it had been for a little while, reflected by a 3-9 record 3 years ago, last year. 6-6, the improvement, you started to see it. Now you've added not only Lance Pogue that everybody knows about, but there's a much bigger coach they've added, really, in Gordon Ware, a guy that has trained a number, a countless number of athletes around the South and the country, and a guy that will teach these kids how to eat right, how to work out in the weight room, how to actually build muscle mass, and you're starting to see it already in just a short time. He's only been there since the spring, and really anxious to see what a full year under his belt and then 2 years later. You know, I mean, I think that was one of the big differences I saw tonight was a lot of those Jackson Prep athletes were just stronger up front. I mean, that five-man defensive front was impossible to run against just about nearly all night long. They were in the backfield an awful lot. Jay got some big plays off at times, but when you look at the Gordon Ware situation to see how that develops over the course of the next couple of years, that'll be fun to watch when you watch and see and have Lance Pogue have a full year with these guys and not just a few weeks, really, just to see how his mind defensively will work with these guys and being able to implement stuff he's probably never had the chance to implement before, just because you've got some, just to say, I mean, you got kids that are really, really smart and can handle a whole lot as far as a playbook is concerned. So tonight obviously wasn't their night, but again, one game, one conference game, and right now it's pressed to lose. I mean, can anybody knock off the Giant right now?
That's interesting. I did not realize that Gordon Ware was over there now. And, you know, I know Gordon personally. He, you're right. He is a phenomenal, you know, strength and conditioning coach. He's been doing this for a long time. You know, he's synonymous with the Jackson metro area as far as what he's done as far as gyms and training and things of that nature. So to have him on that staff, that has really become a who's who and all-star type staff then.
No, there's no question. And so there's really no excuse. You know, I mean, you've got three guys that really know what they're doing, and these kids have really bought in. And that's the thing. We were in the fourth quarter, and there's a young man by the name of Trent Tyre, who's a senior, who played – I'd have to go back and watch the film to confirm it, but if he didn't play every down on offense and defense all night long and special teams, I would not be surprised. And the guy never came out of the game. He was relentless with his passion the entire night, and that's just the standard for these younger guys to see, to know, hey, we're down 37-0, and this guy is not stopping. I mean, that's something that will carry through the next course of the next couple of years that just wasn't there the last couple of years.
Before we let you go, I do want to ask you about this. We've been talking about it a little bit tonight. You know, MRA loses to Park Lane tonight. Of course, we know about your game there, and the strength of MAIS, and I think you would know this better than me, I think the unofficial stat, 14 wins to 7 losses, that's MAIS versus MHSA just this calendar year or this football season. And then you look at the strength with Park Lane and JA and Prep and PCS, MRA. Has it ever been this strong in the big boy conference of MAIS?
Well, 2 through 6, probably not, because you kind of have to put Prep in another category. I mean, I don't think I've ever seen a team like this. Maybe last year's team that didn't look a whole lot different. But you're right. The parity from 2 through 6 in that Division I ranking is really, really impressive. And I'm kind of disappointed a little bit that we don't get to see the Mag Heights this year in Washington and those type teams that we used to see on a pretty regular basis, and even Pillow at times that would show some strength every once in a while. But gosh, I mean, Park Lane, MRA. And PCS too. That I'm really anxious to see the Park Lane team and then see them play Prep. I want to see what, because I know how physical they can be and how physical they have been in the past. It should be a fun next 5-6 weeks to see how this thing all shakes out and to see if anybody can finally knock down Prep a notch or two and maybe score 2 touchdowns, frankly, against them.
And you guys are over at MRA next week, correct?
Yes, we travel. We actually travel the next 3 weeks. We're at MRA, then at PCS, and at Park Lane, and then close it out home to Oak Forest. So, four games left in the regular season. Hard to believe this thing's starting to wind down already.
Yubi, thank you so much for your time. Get some rest, my friend. We'll talk soon.
Thanks, Jake.
Appreciate it, Brian Eubank.
Yeah, there's some tough games for them down the stretch.
Yeah, I mean that is a brutal stretch, to be honest.
Yeah,
and he's right. It's hard to believe. For those guys, 4 games left in the regular season.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we talk about it all the time. Time flies.
It goes really quick. It really goes. You know, it just takes a while to get here, but when it gets started, it rolls downhill quick.
It does. It does. Jason Scarborough, Friday Night End Zone Scoreboard Show, of course, does a great job calling high school football games as well. On the phone lines, talking a little bit about those Old Brook football teams down there. Jason, you down in still down in South Mississippi tonight, huh?
No, we just made it back. We just pulled up, and my crew unloaded everything. I got a great crew, man. I'm blessed with some good guys. We just got back and unloaded the many, many bags and many, many cases of equipment. So we just pulled back up to get off Stankin' Rankin.
Hey, tell us about what you saw down there in Brookhaven tonight.
We saw two really good football teams. You know, this was a Brookhaven team that hadn't defeated Laurel since 2004. They lost four straight. And this was a Brookhaven team that have got three guys with Division I offers. And we've talked about it. You and I talked about it last week when I got to come in to Pinnuttle. You know, this is the year of the running back, and we got to see three really good running backs tonight. There was, what was the kid's name from Laurel? Zias Perriman. Really good running back. Purvey said reminded him of Earl Campbell. And, of course, a couple of really good running backs, Leggett from Brookhaven, and they've got a sophomore that's really, really good at Brookhaven. So the Panthers jumped out to a 28-7 lead at halftime, and we're thinking, all right, they're just going to coast in the second half. Well, here comes Laurel in the second half. They wake up, knotted up at 28, late third quarter. We're like, all right, boys, strap yourself in. We got ourselves a ball game. Laurel had it fourth and goal inside the 10-yard line. It was 42-35 Brookhaven. Laurel's got it fourth and goal at the 6. And they try a reverse pitch to the wide receiver. It goes through his hands. Brookhaven falls on it. Actually, an offensive lineman for Laurel fell on it. Turnover on downs. Run the clock out. Ball game. Brookhaven wins 42-35. Phenomenal. Phenomenal. But Don said he thought he had the game of the night. I beg to differ. I think we had a pretty good ball game.
Some good stuff down in South Mississippi, and that puts Brookhaven in a really good spot or a good space in region 3 and 5A football there with Wes Jones and to be able to stay undefeated. So Brookhaven right there, really in a great space tonight.
Yeah, and in South 5A, we were talking about it coming back, Jake, and South 5A, Hattiesburg is considered the front runner, and then North 5A, of course, West Point, but you got some good teams down at Laurel. I mean, everybody looks at their record and is like, oh, well, Todd Breland, I mean, he could take oranges and make lemonade. I mean, that guy could just take anything that he's got. He can make anything happen with the players he's got. They've got some really good skilled players. Maybe not as much in the cupboard as years past, but you got Laurel and Brookhaven. Of course, you've got Hattiesburg and South 5A. I mean, there's a lot of good football teams in South 5A, so it's going to be fun to see how all that shakes out when we get to November.
All right, have you made a decision where you're headed next week?
Man, we're still trying to figure out how to make sense of what we saw tonight. We'll typically decide that. I think we'll decide it on Monday.
There you go.
Maybe late Monday, early Tuesday. We're going to enjoy this one, man. We saw a great ball game tonight. And by the way, kudos to BHS Red Nation down there. Shout out to them, man. They were loud and made us feel welcome for our show before the game. And just a great atmosphere down there tonight. We hope to go back.
Well, Jason, hey, look, I'm glad you guys made it back safe. Tell everybody we said hello, and thank you so much for coming on tonight. We'll talk next week.
Thanks, Jake. Appreciate it, man.
Appreciate it. Jason Scarborough on the phone line.
At least you didn't get blocked in by the school bus like they did last week.
Yes.
You hear that story?
I did. That you never know sometimes.
You never know.
Lights get turned out on you, blocked in by school buses. I mean, we've heard a lot of that through the years.
Well, I know a lot of these people that listen to this are people that are broadcasters and they do games. And if you haven't done it, you never know the stories that you're going to have to tell down the road because there's always something that goes on.
It really is. It really is. So Brookhaven gets the win tonight over Laurel. As Jason said, first time they have beaten Laurel since 2004.
Wow.
You think about that. 13 years.
Wow.
13 years. All right, so we're going to get ready to take another timeout. We got one more segment to go. We're efforting Drew Causey, the head football coach at Oak Grove. Oak Grove with a tough loss tonight against Petal, but we know they're going to bounce back as well in Region 3-6A. This is Friday Night Under the Lights on MPB Think Radio. George Broad Street, I'm Jake Wimberly, back for one more segment.
Introducing Wendy's new Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger.
It's a Giant Junior?
Yeah, it's the deliciously different Junior Bacon Cheeseburger made giant. With double the fresh, never-frozen beef, double the oven-baked bacon, and double the cheese, it's a Junior that's made a big name for itself. It's a Giant!
Junior.
And now, for a limited time, get the Giant Junior Bacon Cheeseburger with fries, nuggets, and a drink for just $5.
Out here, away from it all, a guy can get to thinking. What makes peanuts America's most popular nut? Well, for one thing, they've got more antioxidants than broccoli, carrots, or even green tea. Why, they're a bona fide superfood with more than 30 vitamins and nutrients. And the taste? Well, that's pretty hard to beat. Yes, when you really think about it, good things happen for a reason. I'm Nick Marshall, and I'm a peanut farmer. I dig peanuts, so you can dig them too.
Lets him know he's safe. Shelter insurance does the same for you. Roadside assistance provided by Road America is now included with your auto policy. We'll take care of you while you take care of what's most important. We're your shield. We're your shelter.
Ask Matt Thames about Shelter's roadside assistance.
Let's face it. You aren't just a man or just a woman. You are athletes. You aren't just athletes. You're a team. You're more than just a team. You're a family. You deserve Mississippi Sports Medicine. Mississippi Sports Medicine is more than just orthopedists. Collectively, our specialized doctors perform almost 10,000 surgeries each year. From our family to yours, any age, any sport, any injury, just come here. We've got you covered.
Friday night, under the lights, Jake Wimberly, George Broadstreet. Glad to be with you in the Wendy's Giant of the Week studio. And right now, we're going to head back to the phones in our Mississippi Sports Medicine Coach's Corner. Drew Causey, the head football coach at Oak Grove, kind enough to give us some time tonight. Coach Causey, thank you so much for taking some time and sitting up with us on Friday night under the lights.
Oh, no problem.
Hey, you know, it didn't go just like you guys wanted to tonight, 41-37. To a really good Pedal team, but you know, that's always, it seems like, the way it goes between Oak Grove and Pedal is it's typically a one score ball game, and it's always a heck of a ball game down there in the Pine Belt, one of the biggest rivals in the state of Mississippi. Hey, Coach, you with us?
Hello?
Hey, I thought we lost you. Talk a little bit about this ball game tonight, what you saw out of your team, and you know, obviously the season is still relatively young when you talk about region play. You hate to drop a ball game of this magnitude, but, I mean, your team's playing some really good football and still got a lot of season ahead of them.
Yeah, I mean, it was a both teams played really hard. I felt like we left a couple of touchdowns out there. I kind of thought we probably got one or two that we didn't end up getting that hard. You know, we just had a lot of stupid mistakes tonight, and just some stupid penalties that, you know, you just can't afford to have when you're playing a really good team.
Coach, you know, we know this in any level of football, though. The most important position, I think, on the football field, arguably, is your quarterback, and you've got a really good one in John Rhys Plumlee. Now, he started out with a bang, had a little, you know, some bumps and bruises there, but talk about his health right now and, you know, what your thoughts are on the way he's playing through this year, which, you know, statistically, he looks to be having a heck of a year.
Yeah, he's doing good. He's back. Had a great game, had a really good game tonight. I think they had almost 300 yards passing, a couple touchdowns, almost 200 yards rushing. He's the best competitor I've ever been around. So he competes to the very end on every single play. So I love the kid to death.
Well, Coach, of course, you guys play in Region 3-6A, and we've been talking about 6A. It seems like, you know, last year we had Clinton, who was, you know, head and tails better than everybody else. Sometimes we get a team like that that comes along in the state. But this year, you know, albeit Pearl and Starkville are having nice years, but boy, 6A from top to bottom, one end of the state to the other, I mean, it just looks like it could be one of those years where 6A is just wide open. Is that the way you see 6A when you get a chance to look at the landscape?
Yeah, I mean, I think there's a lot of really good teams. You know, I think most of them, it seems like every week we play a really good one in our region. So, and it's definitely a difficult region for us. But, you know, I think it's anybody's ballgame.
Well, Coach, we know that you got a lot to do. I know you take on Meridian next week on the road. Best of luck as you head down the stretch here with Meridian, Terry, Brandon Pearl, and Jim Hill. We'll be looking forward to talking to you soon and hope you have a great weekend. Thanks for joining us tonight.
All right, thanks so much.
Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
Drew Causey, the head football coach at Oak Grove. Big ball game tonight. You hate to lose those ball games in that magnitude, but again, one of the biggest rivals in the state.
Yeah, absolutely. That's, you know, two teams in close proximity, a lot of competition. I think one of the earlier callers that we had talked about, it doesn't really matter, you know, what competition it is, they're going to compete hard against one another. Hey, I was looking at something, you know, while we have a second here.
Sure.
And I didn't have a chance to look past 6A, 5A, but going into tonight's action, there were three undefeated teams in 6A that were left, and there were four undefeated teams in 5A that were left. And every single one of them, of those seven, all of them won.
Wow.
In 6A, of course, Horn Lake won. They beat DeSoto Central. Tupelo, they shut out Columbus, and Pearl beat Meridian. And then you look in 4A, or 5A, excuse me, Olive Branch, West Point, Cleveland Central, Hattiesburg. All four were undefeated, all four won. So, you know, and they're only, you know, I'm looking at some of Will's stuff here.
Sure.
In the entire state, everybody that plays football, going into tonight, there were 30 undefeated teams. That's all.
That is it.
That's it.
Wow.
And there's a lot of teams that play football. They were, and after 6 or 7 weeks, there were only 30 that were undefeated. But at least looking at 6A, 5A, all the ones that were undefeated are still undefeated after tonight.
And you said there was seven.
Seven. When you look at 6A, there were three in 6A, four in 5A. And so every one of them won.
So, I mean, you're talking about basically 23% of what's left undefeated is your upper classifications, which is interesting, right?
Right, right.
That is an interesting
just you know, at 5 minutes to 12, it's an interesting thing to kind of just throw in it. And another thing I was talking about, Jackson Prep, we were talking about them earlier and talking to Brian Eubanks, their average margin of victory before tonight's game, they beat Jackson Academy 37-7. Their average margin of victory, it was 38 points a game coming into the night. So actually, their 30-point win was a little bit under the radar for them.
Which I think most people would tell you, they take a 30-point win anyway, but it's still, as you're saying, it's
they win by 30, and then that number kind of contracts a little bit. But if you throw out the Forest game that they had, which was, what, 14-3 or 14-6 or something, I mean, that really skews it a little bit. But Prep is really, really dominant in their league.
Yeah, and the coaches can actually take that dip now and say, hey, we're sleepwalking tonight. We only won by 30 tonight.
But, you know, you talked about, I think one of the more impressive wins of the night is, we've talked about it several times, is the Peanut game with Park Lane beating MRA. MRA was coming off that St. Stanislaus big win. Maybe that was a hard game for them to play after that St. Stanislaus game.
Right.
But Park Lane beating them 47-28 is pretty impressive.
That's extremely impressive. And, again, you know, you talk about a lot that's going on down that 55 corridor in MAIS and MHSA. I mean, Jason talking about Brookhaven tonight defeats Laurel, first time since 2004. Park Lane defeats MRA. You know, that whole Lincoln County, Pike County area tonight was some great football in it.
Right, right. Well, you know, you talked about how, I know years ago, North Mississippi football was not nearly as strong as South Mississippi. Mm-hmm. And then that has reversed, especially in the last, what, 10, really since Katrina. It's just completely flip-flopped. But, you know, you're now beginning to see especially in that kind of mid-south area, well, I say between central and the coast in there, you're beginning to see some schools that are really strong.
Right through all those pine trees.
Right.
Because you've got Oak Grove and Petal that's always stalwarts in 6A.
Yeah.
And you've got now Brookhaven and Park Lane, and I mean, there's several others, you know, that we've missed through there as well that we haven't really had a chance to talk about.
Right.
But you're right. I mean, it's interesting how the whole thing shifts from time to time.
Absolutely.
Because just like you said, pre-Katrina, I mean, we're talking about...
Well, it's just a population shift.
Yeah, that's
right. Because, you know, back in the day, Moss Point, Pascagoula were the top... I mean, they didn't even call it 6A at that time.
Yeah, you just read
my
mind.
But Moss Point and Pascagoula were in the top classification and were... tough.
Yeah, it was,
I mean, tough.
Kevin Fant and Moss Point coming to take on South Panola.
Oh, yeah. Well, Pascagoula, I can't remember. Who was their quarterback that was so good?
Let's see. Was it Shane Matthews?
Yeah, Shane Matthews.
Yeah, Shane Matthews.
Yeah, I mean, they were salty there for a while.
Mm-hmm.
And it's just interesting to see how something that you would not think about, but a weather phenomenon like that really changed a lot of things.
So outside of what we've been talking about, anything else catch your mind before we get out of here tonight?
You know, a lot of things always do. I just think it's just kind of interesting. You know, we've mentioned this a couple times, but Jefferson Davis County, which is that Prentice Bassfield combination, they're 6-1, and they lost to an upper classification school. They're 3A. I know they lost. I can't remember who they lost to, but I believe they lost to a 4 or 5A school. They beat Tylertown tonight, 43-14. They're 6-1 now. And this Cleveland Central, don't forget them when we talk about 5A. They're now 7-0, and they beat Ridgeland tonight handily, 45-21. So I just think that's just sort of interesting. These schools that, you know, that's got to be tough for those communities to go through something like that where you have these consolidations. But anyway, I just think that's interesting. Oh, he's giving us a split screen.
Yeah, I like that.
Gee,
Mr. Saxton really pulling out all the stops.
Yeah. But anyway, I was just saying, you know, those schools, you know, they've kind of gone through that. That's not easy.
No,
that is hard.
It's
hard on a community.
Yeah.
But you would just think, well, you know, gosh, there's something we can rally around now, and we got a pretty good football team, and that kind of helps.
Oh yeah, sure, of course it does. And you're right though, it's not easy. And I'm talking like I'm intertwining all this, but you just kind of look at the logistics of it, like you said. You take someone like Bassfield, who's used to be in Bassfield, and they're no longer Bassfield, and then you throw them in a building with other guys that, you know, they may not see eye to eye on certain things,
right?
Especially when it comes to winning and losing, and then trying to get those guys to get on the same page and to become one team, if that makes sense.
Right.
I just think that's the ultimate challenge for a coaching staff, and they've done a heck of a job.
Obviously,
pulling that off.
Both of them have had a really good start so far. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out down the stretch.
Yeah. We got another great week coming up next week. It's hard to believe we're going to be in October.
Well, they're all good.
Of course.
Yeah, they're all good. I mean, there's some that are really outstanding, but they're all good because they always have some really good matchups.
And we'll have our top 10 out early on Facebook. Dr. Dave will have that out Monday or Tuesday. And then, of course, remember to get the app.
Yeah. And I was going to say, and Russ is not here, but, you know, there are a lot of, well, in the past, there have been other school board shows and that kind of thing. None of them out there have the resources that Russ has with guys like Dr. Dave and Will, who provide us with a tremendous amount of information and statistics and analysis, and the website's really outstanding.
Fennuttal Information Overload.
Yes.
That's exactly right. Hey, I want to say thanks to George Broadstreet and Chris Saxton, also to Russ Robinson. Thanks to Tom Bailey, Steve Postman, also to Dr. Dave Shiles in North Carolina, and also to Will the Thrill in Atlanta. We also thanks to our sponsors, Mississippi Peanut Growers, also Shelter Insurance, and of course Wendy's, the Giant of the Week studio, and also thanks to Mississippi Sports Medicine and MPB as well. This is Friday Night Under the Lights. Hope you have a great weekend. We are going to sign off. We'll see you right here next week, 10 to midnight. Check us out on Facebook and Twitter. Also get the app. This is Friday Night Under the Lights. Have a great weekend.